Mark, thanks for coming in and talking with me a little bit. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So I want to start off talking about Zoo Story.
Okay.
I looked up a little bit about it online, and I find it to be very intriguing. Can you just talk about the play
sure.
without giving too much away, what it's about?
No,
by?
It's a very interesting play. It's a two-hander. Myself and a guy called Garrett Riggs are playing the two parts. It's quite short, so that's nice for everybody. Less lines to learn.
All right.
But it's set in the 1950s originally, and it's written by Edward Albee, who was kind of an American absurdist playwright. Wrote some amazing things, but The Zoo Story was his first play, and probably his most well-known. I've known this play since I was a school kid, and I've wanted to do it for a long, long time. It's basically the setup is it's two guys meet each other unintentionally in Central Park in the 1950s. One of these guys is a well-to-do Upper East Side doctor. A doctor. No, he's not a doctor. What am I saying? Garrett Riggs is a doctor who plays... there you go. Who portrays a publisher. Sorry, excuse me. But yeah. The other guy is a very lonely, mixed-up individual who lives on the other side of Central Park, the Upper West Side. He lives in a rooming house. He's extremely lonely, as people can get in big cities. He's kind of at the end of his rope. And he comes upon this gentleman who's sat on a park bench reading a book on a Sunday afternoon and basically tells him how the world works. There's comedy in it. There's some laughs. but it's about mostly about loneliness, how the other half live, the haves and have-nots, inequality in the world. And it's perfectly set up because Central Park is pretty much the dividing line between the Upper East Side in New York, which is very, very rich, and the Upper West Side, which is on the other side, which is not so rich.
You mentioned that this is part of a tradition, I guess, called absurdist theater.
Yeah.
Or theater of the absurd.
Yeah.
What does that mean? What can you talk about that?
Well, there's certain playwrights like Albee, who is an absurdist author. There's Eugene Ionesco, who did a thing called The Rhinoceros, which is absurdist. And basically, the setup is it's real situations told in an absurd way. Mm. So it's not necessarily strictly based in reality. So it's a story, a very real story, told in a slightly absurd way, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I guess it has a certain effect.
Yeah, it's visual. The situations aren't always what you'd find in real life, but it can bring you back to real life in an absurd way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds entertaining for sure.
Well, I hope so. If I learn my lines, it will be. If I don't, it'll be more entertaining.
Right.
But yeah.
Either way, the audience wins.
Exactly. Exactly. It's worth your $15, people.
Mark, what was your into theater? How did you get started acting?
When I was a kid, my grandfather was a stand-up comedian back home in England, and I used to go and watch him, be part of his act sometimes, and I just always loved it. And I bizarrely loved American theatre more so than English theatre. I mean, I wasn't really brought up on Shakespeare. I was not a good student at school. But I just loved American theatre, like Clifford Odets, all those people from the 50s, all the 50s film actors, Montgomery Clift, Marlon Brando, all those kinds of angsty people. and then I went to New York to study at the Lee Strasberg Institute in New York. When I was about 20, and it was a wonderful experience. Did some really cool stuff. I've been very lucky, and then did TV, film, that kind of thing, and wound up in Cortez.
Yeah, naturally.
Well, like you do, you know. I've got Tokyo, London, and Rome, so I thought might as well get Cortez.
Might as well knock them off the list.
There you go.
So doing theater, doing television.
Yeah.
How are those different? Do you have a preference for one or the other?
Theater is great. I mean, it's the excitement of it. It's you don't really know what's going to happen. You learn your lines and you know where you're supposed to stand and you try not to bump into the furniture. But each audience every night, hopefully, you get a different reaction. People laugh at different places, you know, people cry in different places. Whereas with TV and film, which is great because it pays much better. but you get more chances to do things twice. You know, you can cut, retake, which is great. But theater gets my edge because it is real. And it's in your face.
Get that instant feedback.
Exactly. Good or bad. So yeah.
So why Cortez? I mean, why? How did you end up here? I have to ask.
Okay. It's, my wife won't thank me for this, but I was in a TV series, and my wife watched that TV series, and she sort of found me out on Facebook. We became friends. We talked for a couple of years, and I came to visit, and I never left. So I'm a Cortezian now.
Very good.
With two wonderful children and a beautiful wife. So I'm blessed.
Well, we're lucky to have you here.
Thank you very much for having me. I do appreciate that.
So I want to talk a little bit about the Sunflower Theater itself, okay, too, because you know, the Sunflower Theater is really the place right now outside of the high school drama department, I guess, where theater is happening.
Yeah.
Why is it important that a community like Cortez have a theater like the Sunflower Theater?
I think Cortez is blessed to have the Sunflower Theater and KSJD. I mean, it is a local place for local people. And the programming is amazing at this place. I mean, like one week you can have Mesa Verde soundscapes. The next week you've got our play, you know, which is essentially a play by local people for local people. I did The Martian Chronicles last year, which was quite a big cast, all local people, non-actors, people that have never done any radio or TV or anything like that. And that was a wonderful experience. Luckily, we had good audiences, went down pretty well. And as you know, it was a live simulcast on the radio. It was a great experience. And just the rehearsal process with people that have never done anything before is amazing, because you get total honesty. There's no acting because people don't know what to do. So what you get is real. So this place is a great hub. It is a great hub. I mean, it really serves a purpose.
Thank you again for coming in and chatting with me a little bit. I really appreciate your time.
I appreciate it, Tom. I'm really glad that I got the author's name right.
Well done. That's Mark Lawrence. He's going to be starring in A Zoo Story. That's a part of a couple of one-act plays that are going to be at the Sunflower Theater October 11th through the 13th. It's going to be paired with Three Women and an Onion. That should be interesting, too. Tickets and more information are at sunflowertheater.org. Thanks so much for listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder.